Florida roofers want state insurance regulators to crack down on companies that use a person's immigration status to avoid paying workers' compensation claims. I'm Nick Evans. Florida law requires workers' comp claims be paid whether or not an employee can work in the U.S. legally. But in 2003, state lawmakers approved a change making it illegal to file a claim with bogus papers. Now, some professional employer organizations that manage workers' comp for small businesses are using that change to avoid paying benefits. Adam Purdy of Edwards Roofing says that's wrong.
The PEO had a duty to determine their legal status of their employees up front and not after a workers' compensation injury has occurred.
An NPR ProPublica investigation earlier this year showed undocumented workers were being deported instead of receiving care for their legitimate workers' comp claims. Purdy is encouraging state insurance regulators to get involved as lawmakers review the workers' comp system. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.